I'll tell you what, the last time we had Dan Hamhuis on the show, it was because Daniel and Henrik Sedin were hanging him up, and we got some memories, and now another one of his teammates is hanging him up, and Alex Burrows. We don't mean to make you feel old, Dan, but this is like the retirement tour right now. How are you?
I'm doing quite well, guys. Thanks for having me on again. Always a pleasure to talk about former teammates.
It was like in their later years, my grandparents, their social outings were funerals. you're coming on to do interviews of guys that are retiring on your team. Hey, when I say Alex Burrows, what is the what's the first thing that comes to mind for a longtime teammate?
He's he was a tremendous teammate. He was he's a bugger to play against, and that kind of explains it. He's a guy that everybody around the league that doesn't play with him hates him, and every guy that plays with him loves him, and that really sums him up. There's a lot of guys out there like that in the league, and he's certainly one of them, and I'm glad that I had the chance to be a teammate of his.
So, Dan, when you're playing in Nashville and you're playing against Alex Burrows and then you make the decision to come to Vancouver, did you have the same experience Ryan Miller apparently had where teammates and friends were saying, how are you going to deal with Alex Burrows? How can you justify being a teammate? Did you have those same sorts of thoughts before you got here?
Yeah, he was one of a few guys that I thought I might have issues with in Vancouver when I signed there. I think he was actually my last fight I had was Al Burr and I had we fought in Nashville my last year there, and then sure enough we end up being teammates in the fall, so we had a good chuckle of that. But that's just the type of game he plays. I mean, he's that's why he made it the way he did through the East Coast and AHL and up to the NHL, because he plays really close to that line and sometimes over the line, but coaches like that, players that play against him hate it. It inspires teammates, the passion he brings and his desire to win. And that's, you know, that's him. And that's why I think he's had such a great 13-year NHL career.
From one pest to another, Scotty here was just kind of saying there's a bit of irony here on the same week that fans are extolling the virtues of Alex Burrows here in this market. People are very upset about the contract they gave Antoine Roussel. But in a lot of ways, isn't he a guy cut from the same cloth, your teammate the last couple of years?
Yeah, he's very similar. I think fans are, I mean, they can have their assessments of the contract and where that fits, but he's going to be a guy that's going to be loved by the fans. He was loved by the fans in Dallas. He was loved by the guys in the dressing room. He's, again, a lot like Burr, like you said, his passion is what's got him here, and you see it every second of every time he steps on the ice, and even when he's not on the ice, you see it. You see it in practice. He's a driven guy. He'll go through the wall for his team, and he's the type of guy that you want, and I think the Canucks will be very happy to have him in their lineup.
Dan Hamhuis with us here on Sportsnet 650. Have you ever had the opposite thing happen to you, Dan? A guy that you played with that you thought, this guy's great, what an amazing teammate, and then you went to another team, had to face him as an opponent, and went, how did I not see this before? This guy's a jerk.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, there's those guys too. But there's a reason why guys are in the NHL. It's a competitive league. And, you know, you always say you'll be friends off the ice and go for a beer off the ice again. But when you're on the ice together, you compete hard. And I think you expect that from each other. And I think there's a certain amount of respect when you play against each other and you push each other hard. And I don't think you would want your buddy to let off. And but, yeah, you're right. There has been those teammates that you get kind of annoyed with after you've played with them.
I know that I've spoken with former NHLers who've said about their former teammates who went on to either be very good coaches or get into management, yep, I always knew that guy was cut out for that. Alex Burrows has landed as an assistant coach back in his home province in Quebec. What do you think the future holds in hockey for Alex Burrows? What do you see him as down the line?
Well, I wasn't surprised to see the headline also say that he was going to be coaching in Laval, because I think he brings a lot to the table. Obviously his passion is one thing that's contagious, and that you want people like that in your organization. So that's a great win for that team, and to have him on board. He's a smart player. I mean, he played with the Sedins for so many years, and they play high IQ hockey, and he had to figure out how to do that. I mean, they're easy to play with in a way, but they they also play a very smart game, and it takes a smart player to be able to play with them and be successful. And Burr certainly did that. He's a tremendous people person, and that's why he's always so well liked in the dressing room. So, I mean, coaching seems like such a natural fit for him.
He is Dan Hamhuis, former Vancouver Canuck. He joins us here in the program, Walker and Rintoul, Sportsnet 650 Vancouver. You are an unrestricted free agent. Maybe a different view of free agency for you. You were always a July 1 guy, and maybe this year you figured you wouldn't be. What is next for you? What are you hoping happens sooner rather than later?
Well, we're hoping to get a contract here. We've got a few irons in the fire, and hoping to hear back soon. Unfortunately, things didn't work out with Dallas there. We really enjoyed our time, and we wanted to be back, but they're kind of going in a little bit of a different direction, kind of wanted to keep as much money around as they could to make runs at Tavares and Carlson. But maybe that window's not closed either. I feel confident that had a great season last year. Personally, I felt like it was one of my better seasons actually in my career, and was able to play and played over 20 minutes and against other teams' top lines. So it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed the year in Dallas with my partner there, Greg Pattern, and so we're just being patient with it. And we feel confident that something's going to work out.
What is the situation you'd prefer in the sense of does it have to be, is it geography? Does the team have to be close? If you could pick and choose, what are you looking at?
Well, there's so many factors that go into that. I mean, it's geography is one thing. The type of team it is, the makeup of the defense, what kind of role I might have. You look at coaching staff. You look at schooling for kids and the type of city it would be to live in. And certainly, if the team has a chance to win, and it's going to be a competitor, because I know that I'm only got a few years left and want to make the most of every opportunity. So it's kind of weighing all those options against each other, and then you factor in a contract and the money, and I'm at the point now where it could be, if it's on a one-year deal, there could be some bonuses, performance bonuses in that, or possibly a two-year deal. So all those things you start to weigh against each other, and depending on what cities or what teams are pitching, you kind of... some things might weigh a little heavier than others.
It's funny. I talked to and I know you mentioned Erik Karlsson there in that last answer, but I talked to a couple of guys that really felt that their free agency got put into a little bit of peril, or at least a few nervous moments, or had to wait because of John Tavares and Erik Karlsson and just the huge presence that these two guys have had over the last couple of weeks. You felt the same?
Yeah, I would say it certainly had an effect on my situation. It kind of had Dallas's hands tied for at least a week there, and really kind of kept our communication on a standstill and a holding pattern. And maybe things would have worked out differently, maybe not. But he's earned that. He's a fantastic player, and it's a big decision to do what he did, and he deserves to take that time. It's just kind of the business. I mean, it's Stamkos was kind of similar last year, Brad Richards a few years before that, and it's just kind of the way things work.
Dan, anybody who knows you knows how important your family is to you. How has the decision-making process in free agency changed for you over the years?
Well, yeah, I mean, you certainly look at, from a family perspective, how things are going to go, and but I'm also quite lucky that my family is very resilient. We got three girls that are in school, and they did so well. The move from Vancouver to Dallas, they really adapted and flourished in the school systems there. And I don't know how they did it, but they walk into the classrooms confident and ready to go. And I don't think I would have done that as a 8-year-old kid. I probably have been crying in the corner, shy, not saying a word for the first 6 months, but they find a way to do it, and of course, it's all glued together with my wife. It's hard on her. She doesn't get to walk into the dressing room and make 20 friends instantly. It takes time, and to put roots down in a community and figure out how a family is going to work, and it's always a tough adjustment on them. But she's always done it with grace and done it well, and I think that's it's been a huge support to my career, and so that's. I'm lucky that I get to have a little more freedom and flexibility to make decisions.
Easy for you to get away from the hockey season where you're from. Will you be summering in Smithers again?
We are, yep. Enjoying some northern D.C. weather and spending some time in the outdoors.
He is Dan Hamhuis, looking for his contract, and we hope you get it soon. We wish you well. Thanks for making time today. We appreciate it.
Sportsnet 650.